And he's like, you got to get the Sola. And everybody's telling me, get the Sola, get the Sola. But I don't like to get the Sola. I'm going to tell you why. Because then the National Grid, they get to take all the electricity I made and they get to sell it and they're making all kinds of cash. And what do I get? Nada. Horse pucky. Nothing. Not fair. You figure at least I could, you know, take some electricity and you know, keep it, put it in a chair or something, so if it gets, the world gets really bad, I could just sit in it and hit the switch and end it all. I'm just kidding, everybody. It's WMFO in Medford. It's the Friday Night Fights. Feeling a little saucy today. How are you feeling? I'm feeling like we should have, I'm going to just throw this round in here. I'm going to have a silly round. I'm looking forward to something a little silly right now, and this first one is from a guy called Frank Gallup. I'm going to play two silly songs, and you vote on which one you like better, either The Ballad of Irving or The Cockroach That Ate Cincinnati. It's the Friday Night Fights here on WMFO in Medford.
The Ballad of Irving. He was short and fat and rode out of the west with a Mogan David on his silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow too. They called him Irving. Big Irving. Big short Irving. Big short fat Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the west. He came from the old bar mitzvah spread with a 10-gallon yarmulke on his head. He always followed his mother's wishes. Even on the range, he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big sissy Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Irving. 141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143. Walked into Saul's saloon like a man insane and ordered three fingers of 2 cents plain. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big sport Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. One day, Bad Max happened into town. His aim was to shoot Fat Irving down. Bad Max said, draw and draw right now. And Irving drew a picture of a cow. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big gunfighter Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. The James boys was coming on a train at first sun, and the town said, Irving, we need your gun. Well, that train pulled in at the break of dawn. Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big help Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Well, finally, Irving got 3 slugs in the belly. It was right outside the Frontier Deli. He was sitting there twirling his gun around, and Butterfingers Irving gunned himself down. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big dum-dum Irving. Big dum-dum dead Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West.
Really? That woman looked good to me, good to me. But all the girls are good after 9 Coronas. She was bigger than a Winnebago, a Winnebago. But she looked like Vanna White after 9 Coronas. I looked at her face, I saw lust in her four eyes. But I didn't see the cellulite on her thighs. Bow, wow, 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 wow. Nine Coronas. I couldn't see why she'd say no. Oh, she'd say no, but I couldn't see her mustache after 9 Coronas. So I asked her to go home with me, home with me. She couldn't run away after 9 Coronas. We went to my bedroom and we made wild nookie. Then I turned on the light and took another looking. Bow, wow, 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 wow. Nine Coronas. Nine Coronas. Take her home, but LBJ's too narrow after 9 Coronas. I couldn't drive, drive, cause all the lights look green after 9 Coronas. I got stopped by the cops going backwards down a one-way street. He opened up the door, saw her and punched her in the teeth. Bow, wow, 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 wow. Nine Coronas. Bow, wow, 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 wow. Nine Coronas.
You listen to Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle. What do you think? Ballad of Irving and 9 Coronas. Vote now. Here comes the Hero Smackdown round.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it. In a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing in style, cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, ain't a trick in a book, and a baby, all that I can find. Superman or Green Lantern ain't got another. Thinking on your velvet throne, yes.
Close your eyes and imagine you're beside a pure mountain stream, the water cascading over the stones. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
You are listening to the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Votes are coming in. Thanks to everybody who's voted so far. We had the knockout round with Neil Sedaka versus LL Cool J, and Cool J won that one. Take This Job and Shove It round was the Pointer Sisters versus Loverboy. Loverboy took that round. The Battle of the High Seas, Genesis won over Midnight Oil. Screw You, Autumn. The Motels won, beating the Ataris in a shutout. Ataris didn't get one vote. The gold round, John Stewart versus the Black Keys. It is tied right now. You can vote for John Stewart or the Black Keys. And, of course, it's not John Stewart from The Daily Show. It's John Stewart of the Kingston Trio with two people from Fleetwood Mac. The Hero Smackdown, it is Donovan versus Friday Night. I'm sorry. It is Hero Smackdown, Donovan versus Five for Fighting coming up next. We also had the silly round in there. Frank Gallup with the Ballad of Irving and a guy named John Mimosa with Nine Coronas. Here comes Five for Fighting. Which one do you like better in the superhero round, the Hero Smackdown, Donovan or Five for Fighting? Here you go, Friday Night Fights.
I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive. I'm just out to find the better part of me. I'm more than a bird, more than a plane. I'm more than some pretty face beside a train. And it's not easy to be me. Wish that I could cry, fall upon my knees, find a way to lie, but a home I'll never see. It may sound absurd, but don't be naive. Even heroes have the right to bleed. I may be disturbed, but won't you concede? Even heroes have the right to dream, and it's not easy to be me. And up a pen away, away from me. Now it's alright, you can all sleep sound tonight. Well, I'm not crazy or anything. I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive. Men weren't meant to ride with clouds between their knees. I'm only meant a sailor at sea, digging for kryptonite on this one-way street. Only a man, a phony red sheet, looking for special things inside of me. I'm only a man in a phony red sheet. Only a man looking for a dream. I'm only a man in a phony red sheet. It's not easy. No, it's not easy to be me.
There we go. There's the Hero Smackdown round. Featuring,
ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce
featuring Elton Superman. Five of Fighting with It's Not Easy, the Superman song. And also Donovan with Sunshine Superman. What do you like for that round? It looks like Frank Gallup and the Ballad of Irving is taking that round. Black Keys has won the gold round. Wow, that's kind of surprising. Black Keys has won the gold round, beating out Jon Stewart and the two from Fleetwood Mac. Okay, Hero Smackdown, Donovan or Five for Fighting, what do you like? The Battle of the Boston Bands is the next round. It is Boston versus Aerosmith. Here is the song from Boston from the Don't Look Back album from 1978, I believe. No, is it 78 or is it 80? Or is it 81? It's 81 from the Don't Look Back album. Anyway, it's easy. It's easy not to remember this because I'm old.
I got no time for wasting, I got no time.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never
let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Listen to the Friday Night Fights on WMFO in Medford. Boston versus Aerosmith. Which one do you like?
There was a time when I was so brokenhearted. Love wasn't much of a friend of mine. The tables have turned. Yeah. Calls me in and where's that party? That kind of love was the killing kind. So listen.
Yeah!
You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. That was Aerosmith, of course, with Crying from, 94? Yeah. And then before that was Boston from 80? 81? I don't know. I know it was from the Don't Look Back album. Anyway, It's Easy. It was the name of that one. And Crying was the name of the other one. Which one do you like better? It's the battle of the Boston bands that round. Two great bands, Boston versus Aerosmith. Aerosmith, of course, has more material. But Boston, man, they were perfectionists and More Than a Feeling, one of the greatest rock songs of all time. I feel like I'm in the swamp. What the hell's going on? Did you know crickets, they rub their wings together to chirp? I didn't know that. I thought they rubbed their legs, maybe because of Jiminy Cricket and Disney or something. I don't know. But I was watching that Shaq game show last night. Shaq and some other girl. I don't know who she is, but he basically gives out some cash, and for people's stupidity, it's like, how stupid are you? We'll give you some money. That's pretty much what it is. It's like Lucky 13 is called. So they ask him 13 questions, like, hey, true or false? Do crickets chirp by rubbing their legs together? And a person's like, true. And then they got it wrong. And everybody's getting it wrong. Everybody's losing. It's like, geez, can you imagine? I mean, I know you're going to get, used to be able to get the game show. The game shows would bring the home version. You'd get the home version of the game to take home, and like some Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. You get like a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat, when you were on Price is Right. But now they don't give you anything. Like, goose egg. I'm like, Shaq's got plenty of money. Guy could freaking run a country. Anyway, I was watching that Lucky 13. Wasn't that good? Hey, let's talk about votes. Let's talk about votes. The Hero Smackdown, Sunshine Superman winning that round. Donovan over 5 for fighting. Boston versus Aerosmith. We have Aerosmith so far. We don't have any votes for Boston, surprisingly. Coming up next is the How Was Your Day round. How Was Your Day? Songs about your day. It's going to be the Kinks versus the Hooters here on WMFO in Medford. Friday Night Fights here with you another half an hour. I hope you are enjoying your Friday night, and I hope you are enjoying it with me. You could be listening to anything right now, but you're listening to me. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that special? Maybe you should vote. All right. Good vibes, everybody. Good vibes all day and all of the night here at WMFO.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime.
The How Was Your Day round. That's the Hooters with Day by Day. Great song. And before that was the Kinks. All Day and All the Night. Another great song, great band from the 60s. 60s versus the 80s there on How Was Your Day round here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle. I'm going to announce that Nine Coronas has won the silly round. Nine Coronas has won the silly round. Hero Smackdown, Donovan has won that round. And Boston versus Aerosmith, Aerosmith has won that round. How exciting. The Friday Night Fight. Isn't the Friday, aren't the Friday Night Fights exciting? Well, there's 23 minutes left here. If you're still at work, leave. It's the flash round. You know, with those flash mobs, like all of a sudden, like people coming out and like they're all like all of a sudden they're doing like dances and stuff like that. Wouldn't that be cool? I've never been part of a flash mob. We should have a flash mob here at WMFO. Like all of a sudden, like I start playing something for the flash round here on the Friday Night Fights. And then like 40 people just come in the studio and just start dancing. We could TikTok it. Everybody likes to TikTok. Everybody likes to have the dancing on the TikTok. It could be the flash round here on the Friday Night Fights on WMFO, the TikTok flash dance flash round. Wouldn't that be awesome? It just sounds exhausting. It's just too much work, and frankly, I don't want to do it. It's the flash round. It's Queen. Which flash song do you like better? Oh, this is a good one.
Flash!
It's the flash round. Oh, this is lovely. Irene Cara here.
First, when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream, that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of steel.
It's the Flash Round, Flash Dance, What a Feeling, in parentheses. Irene Cara from 82, I believe. Great movie. She's like a factory worker. She's a steel worker. She works in Pittsburgh, and she dances at night. And before that was Flash Gordon. He was a football star, and then a spaceman at night. Flash Gordon. I want to do, I'm going to do another impromptu one. I'm going to do another impromptu one. I'm going to do a battle between First Officer and the Captain. It's a battle between Mr. Spock and Captain James T. Kirk. Starting it off, Music to Watch Space Girls by Leonard Nimoy. Mr. Spock. I thought he was going to sing. Where's Mr. Spock? This is great, but where's Mr. Spock? Said Leonard Nimoy, Music to Watch Space Girls by. Where is he? I don't know. Shatner's going to win this one. Shatner's going to win this one. Mr. Spock isn't even showing up to sing. All right. Well, great, Mr. Spock. Way to go. Nice job. I'll give him another shot. Here we go.
Well, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land.
Over this land.
I'd hammer out danger,
danger.
I'd hammer out a warning.
Warning,
I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, if I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land.
All over this land.
I'd ring out danger,
danger,
I'd ring out a warning,
warning,
I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger,
danger.
I'd sing out a warning,
warning.
I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
Well, I have a hammer, and I have a bell, and I have a song. A song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. And the song is the song of love. Love between all of my brothers and love between all of my sisters all over
this land.
God bless America, and God bless you, Mr. Spock. He didn't let me down. He didn't let me down. Pretty good. Pretty good. However, William Shatner, Common People, tough one to go up against. Friday Night Fights, which one do you like? You're going to love this one.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some fags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Things that you do because you think that poor is cool.
Like a dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out.
They'll tear your insides out because everybody hates a tourist.
Because everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath. Climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do.
You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Because there's nothing else to do.
There you go. William Shatner with Common People. I'm going to give you one more round here just to wrap things up here. Aerosmith won the Battle of Boston Bands this week. How Was Your Day? The Hooters won that round. Queen won the Flash round. And anybody wants to put in their 2 cents for James Tiberius Kirk versus Spock, there they can. I'm going to leave you with two here. It's the ding-dong round. It's the Fifth Estate versus Lloyd Williams. I'm going to leave you with these two, and Edward is coming up at 8 p.m. It's the Friday Night Fights here at WMFO in Medford. That's the Wizard of Oz, of course, the Fifth Estate covering that, the Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, and they're going up against, this is my favorite of these two, it's Shamalama Ding Dong from the Animal House soundtrack. Good night, everybody. I'll see you next week on the Friday Night Fights, 6 to 8 p.m. Don't be late, as my friend Joyce the Voice would say. Good night, time travelers.
Otis! It feels so good to be back here at the Death Delay Club. We'd like to do for you now a tune entitled Shamalama Ding Dong. So hit it.
Stronger than the highest mountain and the deepest sea.